Hello, I'm Jim Garbarino, Professor of Human Development and Co-Director of the Family Life Development Center at Cornell University. We're here today in a school to talk about a very important problem in the lives of kids all over America, in every school. Now, I began my career more than 35 years ago as a teacher in a school like this, and my interest in kids and schools and the well-being of kids has continued throughout all those years when I became a psychologist, when I began studying the problems of youth violence. The topic today is a very pervasive, widespread issue, and that is the fact that kids all over our country, in every school district in the country, go to school every day facing the problem of bullying, harassment, and emotional violence. Now, we hear a lot in the news about the most violent, dramatic examples, school shootings, for example, which have taken their toll across the country. But, you know, a recent survey of kids across the country found that every kid, while they recognize that there is some remote danger of a school shooting, what they mostly worry about is the day-to-day emotional violence that they experience, the bullying, the harassment, the taunting, the humiliation. Surveys find that at any given time, about a third of our kids are directly involved in very serious problems of bullying. About a third of those kids are directly as bullies. Another third are victims. And the final third are both victims and bullies. But if you add in the kids who are witnesses to bullying, who worry about will they be next, who worry about what should they do, who feel badly about not intervening, that number jumps to 80 or 90%. And if you look across the life of a child in school, the figure is probably closer to 100%. Now, I've served as an expert witness in a number of court cases involving some of the school shootings, where kids have been pushed so far they've brought bombs and guns to school. And I know that in all of those cases, this dramatic act of violence comes as the culmination of a long period of bullying and harassment and emotional violence. Kids feeling they just can't take it anymore. Kids feeling that nobody is looking out for them. Now, in the program, we're going to be looking at the origins and the causes of bullying, harassment, and emotional violence, how it happens, why it happens, and ways that we can look at it, ways that we can understand it. As you'll see, it's not simply a problem of finding the bad kids and getting rid of them, but recognizing how the whole environment of the school contributes to this problem. We'll be looking at programs to do something about it, policies, things parents can do. And we'll be looking at not just the easy problems, but the more difficult ones, the ones that run up against some of the deep biases in our society that put some kids at particular risk. Now, my colleague Ellen DeLara and I here at Cornell have tried to bring together all the research and all the recommendations about this in a new book. It's called And Words Can Hurt Forever: How to Protect Adolescents from Bullying, Harassment, and Emotional Violence. Now, it should be available in bookstores everywhere, so you can follow up pretty readily from this program. And most of what I'll be talking about is contained right here. We'll be presenting charts, figures, lists of things as we go along, and you'll be able to follow up on those as part of the lecture. So let's begin that journey.